Hello and welcome to Put in an H Minisode.
Oh dear.
We're in sync today.
Oh my lord. It's all a right. Girl, my lord.
In a flatbed board.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about, now I don't care for the term the noughties.
What? Get that shit out of here.
I said I don't care for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even, why bring it up?
Because that's what a lot of people say.
I say the 2000s.
But we're in the 2000s now.
We're in the 2020s.
Now we're in the 20s. But what would you say?
The 10s.
What would you say in like 2016? What were we in?
2016. Yeah. 2010s, like.
Doesn't have
what should I say there then? The 10s?
I don't think maybe between the 10 and 19 gives you a pejorative sense.
Well, like, it was the 1900s. It was the 1910s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't say, like... Oh, I mean, that was back in the 1910s. You wouldn't say that.
When
you
would what just would say? Anyway.
The early 20th century.
Okay, the early 21st
anyway,
century.
We've gotten sidetracked immediately.
Jerk. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question. Stop getting your fingerprints off my dad's desk.
Look, ooh, smudges.
They'll never get that out. We're talking about the 2000s.
Yes.
So this is essentially... what song is this?
Let's all meet up in the year 2000. Even though, ironically, that was the 90s.
Should have covered it last time. I'll tell you what, there was so much...
So much
again,
I didn't say.
That I didn't say.
Yeah. I got a few notes.
All right, hit me.
What encapsulated the 2000s more than... Down, down, down. The Jackass! That's what I want to start off talking about.
All right.
And the rise of reality TV. But
excellent.
The different types of reality. But Jackass. That is something that united everyone I knew. Every male that I knew.
I think it changed my sense of humor, full stop, like, as the stuff I found
or
funny.
It grew or whatever.
Like, yeah, you know? Or developed it or whatever. Like... I remember, like, that was everything when we were, like...
I watched every episode so many times.
At least 100 times each one.
Loved all the music that they used in it, and it was so good that it was on MTV that they had rights to good music. You know, like The Clash and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of was talking about it a bit last week where, you know, my formative music, I think, like, you're talking 16 or so, like, you start Smiths, Clash, stuff like that, like... You're watching Jackass, man.
It was great. I still think the
second movie is fucking Piece de Resistance. That's my favorite of the three. Like,
I can't distinguish them too
much.
You can't? But I mean, I would probably I mean, I went to see. I remember we went to see
3D.
Three,
and I didn't appreciate it at the time. But I think because we were expecting more.
Yeah.
But I also
I love when they're on, or even that. What was it? Was it 3.5 or 2.5?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix or...
2.5, I think it's on Netflix.
2.5. Yeah. Like, that's like a completely new movie. I only watched that like a year or two ago. I was like, that's a completely new movie of clips they didn't put in that are just movie worthy. Like,
there's something about the narrative of 2 that is like, Johnny Knoxville made 1, he became a movie star.
Yeah.
Went off to do that. Didn't really work out for him. Came back and it's like, right. This is what I'm good at, or this is what I love to do.
And
we're going to push it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, in that 2.5, they're talking about it, where it's like, the rocket fucking went off, and it's like, right where his leg was.
Like.
But I just love the end of the film, where it's like, the best of times now. And then, like, he puts his hand in, like, the bear trap, like,
And
it just, then it turns into, like, a giant musical.
It was actually great.
It's fucking great. Like.
And that, it's mad, right? Because that led me into so many different things. Like, that led me, I started getting Bam Margera's videos, the CKY. Yeah, I mean, we all scoff at him now, but at the time I loved him. Or I thought he was great. That got me into him, which was like the band of my late teens, as embarrassing as it might be to say.
Oh, the band him.
The band
not,
him.
Not,
remember the goth metal band? Like, who I was obsessed with for years. I still listen to now.
Did
but
you?
Like, yeah, let's do it in the car.
What was their one, the big hit? Something about a parade or something?
Parade. You're thinking of My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to them. We'll get to them. But yeah, I mean, it just, I mean, and that was especially, that was around the time that I was hanging out with the other freaks, Sideshow Clown. In the Central Bank. And like, it was all about that sort of humor, like pranking or like, you know.
I do think it's looked back on kind of derisively, and I think you need to like look back on, like, because they're such a, like, a close-knit group of friends, like, it really like warms my heart to see them doing this stuff, and like, you know, it was their thing that they were able to put out there.
Yeah.
And it, okay, it is lowest common denominator stuff, maybe, but like,
it is. But even some of the stuff was very smart in the way they went about that sort of humor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I always, like, kind of
compare that to even though I liked it at the time, Dirty Sanchez. Like, completely different. Yeah, yeah. You know,
there was
what I mean?
I tell you, there was no guile about Dirty Sanchez.
No, it was just blowing out the mics.
Like, we're gonna we're sticking slugs up his ass, and then he's gonna snort chili.
Daint.
Pancho, remember?
Leave it.
But I kind of also, because it dominated that time period around time, like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking disastrous thing that opened the door to.
Like, was the birth of reality TV, really?
Like, for me, like, you know, it was like, Day 35 in the Big Brother house. Nasty Nick has fuck off. Like, but I watched
the whole thing,
it. I watched
Nasty
it, like,
Nick. Like, I made a mistake. And then, like, he said, all he was doing was, like, handing people, like, a piece of paper with someone's name on it. Or he lied and said his wife died in a car crash or something like that. It's like, I think you have been playing a very nasty game. You know, and he's confronted the next day. And then he came up with a book I seen in the bookshop, How to Be a Bastard. Yeah. Like,
leaning into it, like.
For sake.
But, like, all that sort of stuff. And it's still now, you know, it's 20 years later, there's still Kardashians with all reality TV.
That is almost TV. Yeah, you know, like, if you're not on, like, fucking HBO or, Netflix and all that.
Anything on Bravo, essentially. Like.
And the thing is, like, would you watch any reality, what would be classed as a reality show?
No, unless, like, it's on in the house. Like, Faye watches. Faye has a list of ones.
Yeah, Carrie does too.
She
yeah.
watches Below Deck. She watches
Below Deck. What's that one?
It's like they're on a yacht. So they're all staff, a crew on a super yacht in the Mediterranean. And it's like all these rich people come to stay on the yacht, but they're like, okay, we got to get the place ready. But they all hate each other, or they're all riding each other, and then they hate each other. Like,
how do they turn a show about, like, the premise you would think that would never
there's
work?
Below Deck Caribbean, Below Deck Mediterranean, and now there's Below Deck, like, sailing yacht or something like that. Like,
sailing yacht.
Whoever is, like, and it's this same guy, you know, man, Andy Cohen, who, like, does, I don't know, he must work for Bravo, but, like, he's the moderator on all the, like, meetup shows of the Housewives.
Oh, right,
that
right,
guy,
right.
Like, real simple looking fella. Like, sure, he's worth a fortune.
I'm sure.
But, like.
Yeah, Kerry's mad for, like, the 90 Day Fiancé. Mad into that.
Haven't seen.
Mad for Teen Mom.
I mentioned 90 Day Fiancé to Faye, and she, her eyes lit up. She's like, what's this? I was like, oh no.
She has never heard of it. Like, no. I tell you, whenever we're down, if that's brought up, she'd be all over it. Like, because it's like, there's 90 Day Fiancé, there's 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, there's 90 Day Fiancé Back Again. Or, like, there's all these different sort of.
And if you cast your mind back, just to get slightly on topic again, like the ones in the 2000s, it was like The Real World, or, you know, like.
Or. When was Jersey Shore? Was that?
That was late 2000s, I'd say. Like, you know, like.
I actually fucking loved Jersey Shore.
Never watched it.
Oh, man. I thought it was great. I mean, I know it's trash. Yeah, I feel like trash for watching it.
Geordie Shore?
I watched season one of it. Rubbish. Rubbish. But I'll tell you what I watched a lot in the 90s. Most Haunted. Remember that?
Oh,
show?
Derek Chisora?
Derek Acora. Oh, yeah, man, Derek Chisora.
He's
dead now. So now who's the funny man?
It's still me. Yeah. You might say I had the last laugh.
Well,
I'm sorry, Derek.
I remember especially the house in Drumcondra that we had.
Yeah.
I have a real association with Most Haunted ghosts. Marathons. Because, and ghosts, if you recall, I had to leave the games tonight attend to a ghost emergency. But I remember, like, especially around, like, Halloween, they'd have these fucking 7-day most haunted marathons, like 4 hours a night.
What channel was on? Bravo, was it?
I think it was on Bravo, or yeah, I don't know what it was. Or Dave, it was even at one point, maybe, if that was around then.
Dave, bullying but, themselves.
But another thing that I, if I may, switch gears sure. slightly, because we were talking last week about the internet and, you know, the birth of the internet, and the 2000s, I suppose, is really when a sort of we actually properly started mm-hmm. to use it. And the big thing I remember, that the big at the start of the internet when I was around me, 15, 16, I remember it was in Sean Harness gaff, name drop. And he was chatting to his friends, like, on MSN,
yeah.
Messenger. And I was like, what? Well, it's like, so you could just send it and they see, and it's had, like, I don't know if it had is typing or whatever, yeah, but yeah. you could see, and it pops up. And someone else is in the conversation.
Chat rooms.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, so you can all be in this one place and talking. Like, oh, that's brilliant. Like, that was yeah. the first sort of, it's like social media yeah. or whatever it was. And I remember room. Chat rooms, and you'd be like, ASL?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, at first I was like, what does that mean?
I tell you what, we were at your brother's show last year, whatever like that, and he was talking all about
that. Yeah, talk. Yeah.
And he never mentioned ASL, and I was like,
I know, I was like, trick
I was like, ASL, Tony!
It was always the same, 16M, Cali. I remember someone be like LOL. And like, I remember specifically asking someone on the chat room, who's LOL? Like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, but like, that was
not just like the limited, like, I remember,
and you had to do it on a computer, like, yeah, you had to log in, yeah. like modem, you had to get on. It wasn't like a
I remember joining an e-federation.
I started an e-federation. Oh, sorry.
Dip.
Yeah. What was the e-fed that you started?
I joined one, but it was more you didn't create your own character.
They gave you one.
So it was whoever's left on the roster. By the time I showed up, the only people left on the roster were Kai and Ty. And let me tell you, I took that ball and I ran with it.
Brilliant. But what was it like? How were you, Kai and Ty?
Are you right? You're like, you say cut a promo or whatever. So you write up a promo.
Oh, so you write it.
So I'd write up a promo.
Ah.
Like, there was this like promo forum, so you could write the stuff there, and then they would do. So you could be doing that a couple of times a week, and then they would do a result, so like Raw results, SmackDown
yeah.
results, and it kind of depended on your interaction or whatever, like that if you were good at writing the promos or good, you know,
you get beefed up like in real wrestling, like
you win a tag match or whatever like that, like, and sort stuff like that, tag champs eventually. Won the European title with Tiger Ali Singh.
Tiger Ali Singh.
Yeah,
I remember. I think it might have been Niall McNamara who had an e-fed, and I think my character was the astrologer. I came up with the character, but it was just right for like
1993.
My premise, my premise was I came out with a crystal ball and always like hit them with the crystal. Yeah. He's got the crystal ball. I'd have like the Sagittarius suplex, the Cancer crab lock, and all these like, you know,
not bad.
It was actually, there was a whole list of them. Like, but then I started my own on like Homestead. You remember, like, there was GeoCities and there was Homestead.
GeoCities, yeah.
And it took me about 6 hours, and I did it every week, like. Six people read it, like, yeah. you know. And I remember one. There was one. I remember it was so funny. Like, for some reason, like Nate Richards. Nate Richards was the character. And you remember Nate Richards from Sabrina, Harvey Kinkle.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Sabrina. The only thing I remember about the e-fed that I did was the line, like, and then out of nowhere, it's like Sabrina star Nate Richards came out and started leveling man, woman, and child with a chair. The concept of it was just so funny. But anyway, like, that was the whole birth of the whole, just like, internet,
yeah,
like, you know. And then you get to Bebo and
Bebo, you know. But the other thing that kind of came with that stuff was like Napster.
Napster?
You talk about opening up your mind, like Jackass opened up your world. Napster opened up my world to all different types of music that I never would have had.
Yeah,
like I never bought Chronic 2001 or whatever it was.
Oh,
but through Napster. And like Eminem, I guess, got me into rap, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I remember like on Napster, like going and like downloading like NWA.
Yeah. Hello. You would never get to listen to it really unless you pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wouldn't go buy an NWA CD.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
but like that sort of stuff. And it kind of opens up everything. Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies off. If you fuck with me, the police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. kind of that way, because it was like a little sample here. Like, oh, I like that. Maybe I'll try, you know, different versions of it or whatever.
It's,
like that,
it's funny because that Dre 2001, like that would have been 99.
Would it,
it was released. I think it was maybe late 99, so it would have been just right at the 2000. But I remember I had heard the song. I heard the song Still D.R.E. and that was the first time I saw Snoop Dogg. I remember thinking that he was terrifying. Like, like, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, his voice, like, he looks all skinny. And like, I was like, like, who's this guy? Creature. Yeah, it's like a nightmare. And I remember I specifically, my first rap album was No Limit Top Dog by Snoop Dogg. Yeah. It was when he went to Master P's record label after he left. It was way before that. It was. There wasn't even any hits on it, like, but there was a song. I was looking at the CD and it was like,
yeah, No Limit was Master P. Yeah.
So he just showed up everywhere, like, like, that was his whole
when
thing.
Was Chef Aid?
Chef Aid, I think it was 98, 99. Really? It would have been around there as well. What a Christmas that was.
Chef Aid.
But I remember, and I seen there was a song called Just Dippin'. Featuring Dr. Dre. I was like, this is that song which I thought was still DRE. And then it was like, oh, this isn't it. It's still good. Yeah, we keep it gangsta. Dipping down Long Beach, Boulevard. I only ride with my dogs. And I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. I'm riding till the wheels fall off. I only ride with my dogs. Dipping down Compton Boulevard, only rides with my dogs. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. I'm riding till the wheels fall off. I only rides with my dogs. But then when I heard like 2001, it was like, like that led me off on so many different tangents.
Yeah, you're at that age where, you know, you're 16
and
you are so susceptible to
influence.
And even as, like, say, we went to see Arctic Monkeys at an Electric Picnic like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there with one of the lads and he turned around and he's like, this is fucking brilliant, isn't it? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like after the gig, he's like, we saw Arctic Monkeys there. Like, they were the same age as us when they released their first album.
Yeah.
Like, this is music we've grown up listening to. It's fucking deadly. And I was like, thinking about it, I was like, they were 16, 17. Like, when we were leaving school, 16, 17. Like, never mind, like, say, when you hit your... Like, you kind of forget, like, you're still... The bulk of your 20s was in the... Like, I was 20... Up until 23?
I was 25 when...
I'll be 34 on Saturday, so
Mazel tov. Shit, I forgot all about it.
Oh no,
the birthday.
But like, you know, a good chunk of your teens to early 20s is there. Like,
yeah,
you know, and you're still.
It's literally when you're growing up, like
exactly, like.
But even just to finish on the music as well, I remember just the whole act of just buying CDs.
Yes,
remember just like I'd get on, like, because you're getting to be 16, 17, you can go into town by yourself, you can go into HMV and buy a CD. Like, buying the CD, getting back on the... I would literally go into town for one CD, get back on the bus, read the lyrics on the way home, and then just play it as I'm playing, like, Crazy Taxi or something like that. Like,
I was more DVDs. I'm going to go and buy all the DVDs in the world ever. You know,
box sets and that sort
fucking,
of stuff.
Like, in my life, I'd say I've had to throw out 100 DVDs just in terms of I have to clear out the house.
Yeah.
I've too many DVDs.
Yeah.
Now I'm sort of getting back into it where I'm like, I'm buying Blu-rays. I'm building up my Blu-ray collection 10 years after the fact. I'm like, everything's on streaming, sure, but I like having something.
I like owning
media.
It. Like, that was the thing. It was about owning like what you had. Like you could say, I have that. That's why I never get into streaming initially, because I was like, oh, but if everything goes tits up, I don't have it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If the world exploded, at least I still have this copy of Blink-182.
I mean, I won't be able to watch it or listen to it, but I'll have it.
I remember, I think I even said to you before, like a great memory of like buying music was, I remember Blink-182's...
Enema or Take Off Your Pants?
The one after, the self-titled one, where they got a bit more serious.
Yeah, no thanks.
But I was really looking forward to it at the time. Cause
I remember we were being in Amsterdam. And that came on when we were like all half asleep, and it was like on a playlist, and I was like, this is the first.
But that was that song when
woke
that song,
everybody up
when that song came on. Like, I remember I walked into HMV, I made a beeline straight for that album, and that song was playing over the you know the speakers, and I was like, oh my god, this album sounds amazing, because like that's actually my favourite song on the album as well. I couldn't wait to get it. I was like, for all sounds like this.
I liked the first song that they had off it.
Feeling this?
Yeah. I'll make till the summer.
Apparently they both went into separate rooms, Song of Things to Come.
Yeah.
And one wrote the verse and one wrote the chorus, and then they came back and they said, right, what do you got? And they just sort of put it together. And
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket was my one.
That's probably my least favourite.
What?
Being related to I don't like that. I don't care for that one at all.
Car, I just can't wait.
Come on. You up
on a very first
do me a favour.
Is it cool if I hold your hand?
But remember the joy I would get. I was such a stickler for going back, burning a CD. One, making mix CDs. Yeah. But
one of the first things you did when we became friends, maybe mix CD. Didn't care for a lot of it, to be honest.
I think you did the same.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was some Bic Runga on there. And
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Jesus, there's a blast. I know. That's like fucking like early 2000s there.
I know. Like it wasn't like American
Pop. Even better than the
real thing. But I remember going, I was such a stickler for get my CDs on the computer and burn them onto my creative Zen. Mm. And like, I'd have to be like, you know, it'd have to be all like written out perfectly.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
album would be perfect. The tracks, I wouldn't have track one, track two. I'd have to name them.
Yeah,
you have to go in and do it and all this sort of stuff. Like,
now it's just sticker. Automatic.
Like, yeah, like I remember when iTunes started, I was like, it's just you can just download the album info. I'm like, oh, it's all there. Like, oh, brilliant!
Look at this.
And the artwork, I don't have to go looking for it. Like, there it is.
But even like when you're first going to college and stuff like that, is such a like eye opener, and like you're going out drinking, like not in a field or whatever. You're
as
in
an adult,
Like, and then of course I would be remiss if I didn't bring up
barcode
for all our Irish listeners out there. Literally lived in the figuratively, but almost literally. I went through my phases. You know, you first started off drinking there at 16 when I was still in school, so that would have been in the early 2000s, and then. Yeah. College, and then stopped drinking there, and then when I was living in the house with Brian, shout out, he was working there, he was the manager there, so I'd always end up there and then get a lift home with him. I remember getting a lift home with him and his friends and like being belligerently drunk in the front seat and being like, well, listen to ELO. And then I was like in the back and I'm like, well, listen to ELO, lads. Like,
17 year old.
Like, you know, no, this is, I would have been like, older. I would have been like 22, 23 at this stage. But it was like, that's the course. Like, I'd say I drank there for good until it closed. I was there for the last night of it and all. Like,
would your first drink have been in the 2000s?
No. Well, first drink.
First time you were drunk, I mean.
Proper drunk, 2001, I would have been about 15. So, like, 15 was like, 15 is probably when you first started knacker drinking. Like, you know, you have the three cans or whatever. Yeah. Like, wasn't my first can, but like, I remember getting like the first drink with parents was on Millennium. They gave a can.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hated Heineken.
Yeah.
So, you know,
everybody
does. I used to drink Scrumpy Jack or whatever. You know, your first cans of that were.
Yeah, cider.
Puking it up. And I went off cider for 4 or 5 years because.
That bad experience.
Yeah, you know. Like,
I remember, I mean, back in the day where I'd hang out in Temple Bar, it's like you'd hang out in Temple Bar or you go to Asha in Stephen's Green or you'd fucking, you know, do all that. But.
It's really like that's gone now. Like nobody hangs out anymore. Like that you don't see them.
I've seen them. You know what I mean?
I mean, nobody hangs out in shops or like you say in Asher.
No, yeah, it goes, like, and that's the thing you do. Like, but like I remember having a drink and like
on my way up here, there was a bunch of like say preteeners, and they were like kicking a football around, and one lined up on one side and three were on the other side, and I was walking between them, and one he like kicked the ball towards me. And like I made a point to like step over so it could go through my legs, and he was like, "Yeah!" I just gave myself a little smile, like, "Ah,
kids having fun."
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's like, "Did you see it? I know
it's true."
Yeah. Like, enjoy yourself, boys.
I was kind of like, I remember the first drink that I had was the first time I got drunk. We were in Temple Bar, actually, one of Tony's mates. It was like, and at that age, like I would have been whatever. I think I was 17. I think I was pretty young, like maybe 16.
Old.
It's pretty old. I mean, yeah.
Pretty young.
And, the whole thing to do is you'd get a naggin of vodka, you get a bottle of Coke, Yeah. You would drink the Coke down to under the label and then just fill it back up with vodka so you could walk around with it. And I remember, like, that was an absolute game changer, because it was like, I'd had a drink of beer and I was like, you know, it's not that great. But, like, you'd have this nagging or whatever and he'd be like, 10 minutes. I remember specifically there was a feeling of like, oh, there it is. Like, nothing. Oh, I'm completely hammered.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, like, this is amazing. You know, like, but
I think I was drinking at 14. I'm trying to think, what was
junior? I think a lot of people were, to be
honest. What was junior cert like?
Oh, yeah, junior cert.
Yeah, you know, you
do something like that.
You know?
I don't know what I did for junior cert.
Just weird now. Like, I wouldn't want my child drinking at that age. Like, you know?
No. But, like, I was going to say, and I remember the first time I tried marijuana. We'll be going into this.
Yeah.
The first time, and it reminds me of Half Baked.
I was like 20, was I?
You would have been a little bit older, I think. I don't think I was that far ahead of you, to be honest. But, like,
you could roll, kind of.
I couldn't, because the first time
you rolled,
time we went to Amsterdam, only Brian could roll, and we had to game to roll all the joints. And I think you had just started smoking.
I'd smoked my
2 weeks first, before.
Not even 2 weeks. We were going on the Thursday.
You just did yogurts before.
Yeah, we were going on the Thursday, and it was the Friday before my parents were out.
Oh shit! Phew.
It was the Friday before, and we had been smoking.
Yeah,
and I said, and I had been doing yoga. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try this, and it hit me like a ton of bricks that time. And then when we were in Amsterdam,
the smoke,
yeah, it was complete. Like, you know, because it was such like, yeah, you know, on ground, like you say, I'm just waiting for it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, Whereas with the other one, I was just like.
Because the yogurt hits you like an hour.
Because
I remember, like, it always reminds me of Half Baked, where it's like a lot of people say they didn't enjoy the first time they had a smoke. Well, not me.
Did you enjoy your first time?
I did. I remember I was up in Dave's house. Remember
Dave from Centre?
Dave Taylor from art school. I was in his gaff with other people. I won't name and shame, even though we just did.
Sorry, Dave.
And he's on this. And I remember it was hash. Like,
oh yeah,
first couple burning, of years of smoking, like, I'd never even seen what we and it was just like, but I remember, like, being like, oh, like, I remember first it was a bong, like,
yeah,
I remember coughing, I was like, oh my god,
Billy,
like,
bong,
but but that just sort of, you know, and then you get to Amsterdam, and I remember even Amsterdam would have been, you were like 2003, 2004,
I would have been like 19, I'd say. Like 19.
That was an eye opener. Big time, because it was just
I always think back to it, like, and it's like, is that my favourite time we went the first time?
I think it's...
It's top two, top three, like...
I put that and, like...
We stayed in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like...
Cause, but like,
and then the time when it was me, you, and Joey, and we went to the gay hotel.
Come on, you booked us into a gay hotel, and it was like a big rainbow flag at the top.
Like, how old were we at that time? Like, really not mature enough to, like, be like,
it's okay. Asked for the extra mattress. It was like, huh? It's like, you mean you're not all sleeping in the same bed?
We were like, oh my god, like, just really insecure.
Like, at the reception desk, there's like a leaflet, the bent guide. I was like, oh my god.
But they had a DVD player, so that was the important
thing. That's why we went there, basically. Like. But I was looking through, right? I had Rolling Stones. This is slightly changing gears here. I know we have to wrap up soon. Top albums of the 2000s. This is according to Rolling Stone.
Oh, okay.
Number one was Radiohead's Kid A.
Don't agree.
I was a big fan of it. I don't know if I'd put it as number one. It was the mad computery sort of one. Idiotech is an amazing song.
Yeah, then you put that on the CD. I remember that.
Come and I said, come and Everything in its right place. Yeah. That was also a great one.
That Vanilla Sky soundtrack.
I know. Yeah. Number two was The Strokes. This Is It.
One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
It is.
All killer, no filler.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's like brilliant. I still have
so fresh.
New York City Cops on my running playlist. Nice. Like
number three, an album I've never heard, was Wilco. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Never
I feel like that one passed me by.
I think they were late 2000s.
Yeah.
Band. Like, I remember they were featured in Funny People, the motion picture by Judd Apatow.
Ironic title.
Yeah.
Awful, I'd awful say movie.
Two-thirds of that movie is almost perfection. And then it turns into a farce at the end.
It's like, ridiculous. It's a ridiculous movie. It wasn't even funny to begin with.
Well,
and then it's like 4 hours in, it's still not funny.
I love all the stuff with Sandler. And like when it's like
you're a big Sandler.
No,
Mark.
But like Seth Rogen and Ray Romano, and they're like looking at Eminem, like, why are those two guys looking at me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The what's, fuck? What are you looking at? Do you want to fuck me, Ray? Like, what did you do to Eminem?
Eminem's such a it's so game. In those movies.
That's that really was the interview as well. Like, yeah, and then like you know when I was gay, it's like I'm sorry. Did you say you're gay?
Number four, Terry.
Funeral, Arcade Fire. No,
no. That was number. Four, five, six.
Okay.
That was number six. And number four was Jay-Z's Blueprint.
That's some good stuff.
Can't stand him. What a fraud, Jay-Z.
What are you talking
I fucking
about?
Hate Jay-Z.
I love him, man.
That I hate him.
Collision Course, man.
He had no fucking... I've become so numb. I can't feel you. I reluctantly enjoyed that. White Stripes Elephant was number five. I liked, what was the one before? There was a few before. White Stripes.
With Hotel Yorba.
Fell in Love with a Girl, like that sort of. Yeah, Hotel Yorba was on that. I don't know what one that's called.
That might be Elephant, I think.
Red Blood Cells, that was called. And then Funeral, Arcade Fire.
Changed my life.
And then Marshall Mathers LP.
Ooh.
Which, those last two were big. That Funeral one was big, that first Amsterdam trip, I recall.
That Funeral one was when I was in college, and it was like, whoa. Also, Flaming Lips as well.
Yoshimi.
Like, oh, yeah. But that whole
classic.
Point, you're like, my dad's like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, I don't really know, but I like it. Like, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Comes into the front room, like, I'm just sitting there, like, what's going on here?
I don't know.
But, like, cause by the end of, say, secondary school, so, like, say I was like 16, early 2000s, I'm, like, getting into, like I said, The Stones, that fucking 40 Licks album. It gets like drop you in 2 feet waist deep into the water, like, you know.
Literally from 2005 onwards was when I started listening to the Beatles and then got into all the other stuff.
That late was it? Like,
yeah, wow. I hadn't heard,
because you were the one that really like hooked me in. Like,
I got Rubber Soul. I remember I was reading online and people had recommended Rubber Soul was the first one where they'd sort of made an actual album and not just like a collection of songs. Even though Help before it was kind of a bit like that, but Rubber Soul, I listened to that and I just went Revolver. I just went up the list then. But it was like, I think it was 2021 when I actually first even listened to it. Other than that, it was all like Love Me Do and She Loves You and all that that
I
heard.
I mean, well, first trip we went to Amsterdam, I remember waking up and you had Strawberry Fields playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I like this. And then we were kind of Pink Floyd.
Dark Side.
Like that, and like, we were talking about it the other day. Animals is a very good album. But like, the one I always go back to is Dark Side.
I was only listening to it
unbelievable, like
2 weeks ago, and like, and I don't know if it's like,
you take out the second track, but it adds,
it's all part of the, I know, it's like an experience, thing, like, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like, the first time I heard it, I remember I had a pipe in my room. This is when I was living in Raheny for that short period of time before I moved out on my own. I had a pipe and I had some weed.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to say it. And I'm
pretty much talking about how we've been introduced to drugs.
I'm bashful now.
Like, look, I had some drugs. Okay?
And I remember I had a few hits of that, and I listened to the album on repeat 3 times. I remember, and my room was completely dark. I think I was just playing a game on the PlayStation or something, and I was like, "Oh my god." This album, I think I had the same experience with David Crosby's album, the one I love, like an album that you hear once for the first time, and then you just play it again immediately. Yeah. And then, like, I haven't done that for many albums, but Dark Side, I remember, it was like 2021.
We did it with Astro Weeks as well, me, you, and A-Rai.
Yeah.
And we just let it repeat like three times or something, because it's just like fucking deadly.
It's,
like,
so much to unpack. Yeah, like, I have to listen to it again. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's just washing over you. Like, yeah. You know,
it's, that's, I think, when you really, again, that was like late 2000s, when you're in your early 20s, when we were in our early 20s, and you're sort of discovering, like, what am I into? Like, yeah. You know,
like, 100%. Like,
and it's not just all fucking metal or punk like you were in school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, well, we were anyway, but after that, it's like, oh, this is something really different.
And, like, I'm like, it's so much stuff that I picked up throughout that. Like, the Faye thinks of, she has a very good idea of what music I'm into. Like,
yeah.
You know, she knows my playlists and stuff like that. And I remember, like, we were out for dinner and drinks before, I think it was our anniversary.
Yeah.
We came back to the house and we were, like, putting on, playing YouTube game, you know. And I was like, she kind of put on a rap song, and I was like, all right, like, I'm going to dig into my bag here. And it was like, what was it? De La Soul, you know, Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Body People, yeah, your dreams have now been fulfilled.
I love that.
And she was like, she's like, kind of looked at me like, what? Like, where does this come from? Or, like, Biz Markie, like, yeah, know, whatnot, like. And she's like, where have you been keeping this?
Is Biz Markie, like, is he like, oh, baby, you got what I need.
Or you say he's just a friend. Or you say he's just... Video me in my 30th, very drunk.
Singing
that
one?
In the front of a car. We're going, somehow they convinced me to go to McGowan's. Oh, yeah. Being the drunkest man. I was like, I'm going home.
Is that where you punched the cake?
That was when I beat the cake up, yeah. It's great.
Security guard had to pull us apart.
Because it was like people having cake or whatever, and then my mom was like, have some cake. You haven't had any cake.
I'm not having a cake.
I was like, I don't want any cake. I don't want any cake. And she's like, well, you have some cake. I'm like, I don't want any cake. And like,
double fisting,
but like, it was pure performative, because I was like, yeah, laughing my head off. And then, like, there's a video of like people like, get it, T.
Show that cake response.
And then there was like pictures of me 10 minutes later. Somebody's, and I'm just like standing there chatting to somebody, and it's like all icing on my knuckles, but like just back to normal. That like little 20 seconds.
I remember specifically telling you on your 30th birthday that I was going to move down to Arklow, actually. Yeah. I remember.
We're sitting at the bar.
I remember. Yeah. And I remember for some reason being nervous about it in some way. I mean, I expect you to be like, you what?
Like, that's it. I don't know the podcast is over.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
friendship over.
In about a month's time. But listen,
we gotta wrap it up, do we?
I'd love to keep talking.
You know, Golden Age of Television, Sopranos, The Wire.
Maybe we'll do a part two.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
We got our irons in the fire.
Yeah, we'll see.
Terry, where can they find us?
You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter at PutItInHPod. You can find us on Facebook at PutItInHPodcast. You can email us, PutItInHPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you were being really generous and wanted to,
hello, I'm recording you as you're talking.
If you wanted to help us out, you could give us a rating or review on iTunes. That means you.
That means you, pal.
You could help support us if you want to physically.
You can physically support us too.
Fiscally by signing up to our Patreon. As I say, now should we rip the band-aid off?
Yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately this is going to be the last mini episode for a while.
Yes.
Because we are launching a new side project.
Yes. New podcast.
But same hosts.
Yeah. still us, unfortunately.
Yeah. So the week after this, you'll be getting your Simpsons episode as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be getting our new... Should we tell them the name?
Yes! Yeah.
So, the name of the podcast is What's So Great About?
Yeah.
With Terry and Andy. And we take a topic and we ask the question...
What's so great about this?
And somebody might have the answer. What's so great about X is blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, we're starting off with Marvel movies.
Yes.
Because Terry loves them and I don't like them, and I haven't seen one Marvel movie. So we're going to start, basically, it's going to be What's So Great About Marvel is going to be the first few.
First mini season or whatever.
Yeah,
like that,
so...
series.
So it's going to basically be, we're going to start from the whatever the first one is. I don't know what it is.
Iron Man.
Great. Hate Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fun.
It's going to probably be a lot of disagreeing. And I can't believe I have to watch all these fucking movies. But so we're going to chat about that. We're going to have like the first...
We'll see.
Yeah, we're gonna have. It's eventually gonna move on to the Patreon, but the first.
Free. They will give the. You know,
it'd be free for a while.
Gratis.
Anyway.
Gratis.
So looking forward to doing that.
Who knows what we'll do on our week off in between?
So I'm actually really looking forward to that one because I mean, like, I've no idea what I'm getting myself into with these. Like, I just hate superhero movies, so I can't
you're
wait.
Like,
to see.
You're like Batman.
It was alright.
Like Superman.
He has no powers though,
you know. Iron Man or Batman.
He's no powers. I like Superman, yeah, but you know, the whole Marvel thing, you know, enough, you know what I mean. I'll save it, but yeah. So that's going to be coming. So this is the last mini episode as it is,
yeah, in its
but there will be, we will have something every week for you, essentially. Can't wait for that.
As always,
goodbye. was going to get a takeaway tonight. Kerry's actually cooking something, but I made the mistake yesterday. I was like, I really wanted a takeaway. I don't know why. This is what he's like off mic. I still have the mics rolling.
Yeah,
I'm sure they picked that up.
Oh, that smells great.
If I smell.
Why is it okay for you to belch like a pig on air?
Because who cares if your ears are offended? If my nose is offended. Oh, that was a horrible sound 10 seconds ago. But I'm still smelling your fecal matter. It's completely different.
No, it's not.
It's 100% different.
I can still smell your burp.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Anyway.
Okay. So, 2000s?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We did it on something else. Okay. Yes, 2000s.
Okay. Oh, by the way. So, the new theme song should be in Dropbox. What's today? Wednesday? So hopefully tomorrow night.
You're recording it tomorrow night?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I'm very excited.
Let me just say, I'm happy with my script.
Deadly.
Yeah, so.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear this. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Put It in an H Minisode.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
We're in sync today.
My